alive, all ya. I'm Retronomic, looking for new games that bring retro back from the dead. And this is Retrograde, where we look at lists, countdowns, and count-ups. And today's list is going to be the top 5 brain-dead games. What are brain-dead games? Stop interrupting, and I'll tell you. I'm trying to get to that. All right, listeners? Jeez. Top 5 brain-dead games are basically just not brain-dead developers, but games where you can turn your brain off and just play it. It's a great type of genre. I think nobody really does this. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I'm just saying nobody does this. How is there not, like, already a list of this stuff? These are the 5 that I found. It's hard to actually compile a list like this. So, yeah, I don't know. I just happened upon these games. I was like, I didn't really have to think at all for these. So, the first game, number 5, is going to be Aquanauts Holiday. That's what it's called. Aquanauts Holiday. It's one of those relax games kind of thing. And, you know, there's obviously lists about that too. But this is sort of, I'd say, more like just a brain dead game, because not only is it relaxing, but all you do is just swim around. That's about it. I mean, you can set up these little green, red, or blue blocks around this map. That makes it so the fish that you've already found come to that spot. They call it a reef. It doesn't look like a reef, but yeah, they call it that. And yeah, it's still a cool idea. It's not really an objective. You do have objectives, but it's something that just comes through playing the game itself. And that objective is just finding all the fish, finding different places, like monuments, I guess I'll say, like pyramids, things like that. The graphics aren't that great, even for the time. You have, like, the smaller fish and stuff like that are, you know, like paper cutouts almost, with fish drawn on one side, fish drawn on the other. So you see them, like, flip sides and stuff like that, turn around in the water, and it's just this, like, straight line, you know, until they actually fully turn. And then you see this kind of, you know, pixelated, you know, colors and look of the fish. It's not that great, I'll admit, but then you run into, like, bigger fish, or you run into sharks, you run into whales. That's when it starts to look really good. As well as, of course, the monuments. Like I said, you run into, like, different places underwater, like the pyramids. For some reason, there's some pyramids underwater, and that's just by searching around, you know? And that's what's so great about the game, is you don't have to think. You just swim around. You have this relaxing time of checking out everything and looking at stuff. It's not the best graphics, but still it's good enough for the time, even if the smaller fish kind of suck. It's definitely a game that you can just let your brain turn off, enjoy yourself, you know, just swimming around. It's, like I said, a really peaceful type of game. This is actually part of a series. The one I'm talking about is on PlayStation 1. Most of these games are going to be PlayStation 1 games. I'm going with, you know, retro stuff. But it's actually a series that's been on the PS2, Xbox, stuff like that. They might make a little bit more with objectives and things like that. I'm not sure. I haven't played those. I've only played the first one for the PlayStation 1. And it's just a really relaxing game. You could argue Subnautica is sort of like that, except for that definitely has a lot more objectives and, you know, enemies you have to watch out for, and, like, you know, crafting and survival elements, stuff like that. So it's not exactly relaxing. I mean, if anybody's played that, knows that it's kind of creepy and you know, intense with what you're having to do. But in this, it's just let your brain go, you know. Tell it to take a vacation and just start playing. You know, all you do is swim around. That's the whole objective. You know, you're going to run into everything you have to do just by doing it, you know. So that's that game. Let's move on to number 4, also PlayStation 1. All of them are going to be PlayStation 1 except for an honorable mention, which is for N64. Number 4 is LSD Dream Simulator. Dreams Emulator. Sorry about that. LSD Dreams Emulator. Talked about this in a different podcast. And yeah, it's very surreal. It's very strange. If the first one's like a swim sim, a swimulator, this one would be a walking sim, you know? And yeah, it's a weird game. It can get creepy at times, in fact, you know? It's a very strange weird, surreal type of world, you know? But that's because that's what it's supposed to be. Like, it was someone who created the game out of their dreams. You know, they just wrote down their dreams for a while and then decided to make a game about it. And it's pretty cool. It's very interesting and surreal and weird, and you just walk around. That's basically it, you know? Let your brain leak out of your ear, you know? It's that brain dead. All you do is just go around and there's no objectives, there's no nothing. I mean, there is, if you want to consider that, objectives, like how many days you go, how long you go, things like that, but it's not really important to the game. So yeah, that's a definite good one. I would suggest checking that out if you haven't already. I mean, there's been millions of Let's Plays of it, you know, even just watch it on there and you'll see. It's pretty great. It's just a dumb game, you know? You can let your brain turn off. Number three is Action Man. Operation Extreme. I know, very 90s. This is a game that's not relaxing, actually, but you still can turn your brain off. It's basically just do stuff, and they telegraph everything that you have to do. Like, okay, so first off is the driving level. That's the first level. I mean, there's also other levels of driving stuff, different vehicles, like there's a helicopter level where you can do a helicopter, you can do a jetpack, and then another helicopter. There's a water craft, I guess, sea craft level. Where there's, you know, you're driving boats or you're driving a jet ski, things like that. And it's all top down, but the first one is all different cars. It's car, motorcycle, and then a big old Jeep. And that's the whole thing. You just run around shooting stuff, and you know, the controls are pretty bad, but it's not hard to kill everything, so it's not like you're really needing good controls, I'll put it that way. That's how bad the gameplay is. You know, the game is just shooting all these things and stuff like that. Then you have the third-person levels where, you know, they give you this objective, like, full-on, okay, go here, do this, and use this. And then you start playing the game, and literally that's what it is. You go to this spot, you know, maybe you have to shoot some enemies, and then it tells you what item it is. They have an outline of it and the name of it, so it's telegraphed completely. They go, don't think, just play. I'll do the thinking for you, you know? So that's what makes this game great, is it's very much a brain-dead game. The graphics aren't bad. LSD was sort of, like, blocky and stuff like that, where this is a little more polygons, I guess I'll say. As well as you have a lot of cool stuff to it. It's got some nuance to it. It's really bad voice acting, which I love in games. It's sort of like how there's bad voice acting in movies, you know? It's how Resident Evil, the first game, had some really bad voice acting. I find that just absolutely fun to hear and play and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's sort of what this is. It has a very comic bookish feel. I guess it's based on a comic book. Or even a cartoon show, I believe. Saturday morning cartoon show, and toys and things like that. And it's actually really fun to play because you're just brain dead. You just go around the level, do the objectives, whatever they tell you to do, tell you where to go, tell you what to use. So the whole time you're playing, you're not having to think. You're just doing what you're told, basically, but in the best way possible. I know it sounds maybe like it's a bad thing, but no, it's actually really great. They just tell you what to do, you do it. There's you know, certain segments where you have to use a sniper rifle and take things out, sort of like a not on rail shooter, but you know, like a little bit of a shooter type of thing. And then you also have parts where you're, you know, taking on enemies or bosses. You have the driving sections, like I said, which are terrible controls, but they're still fun. You have a lot of different collection stuff, and as well as, that's something I wanted to mention, is the menu. The menu is, like, great. I love it when people give you this menu that's sort of interactive and immersive, I'll say that. Yeah, it has an apartment, and you have this one spot where you can check out the options, and it, like, flips the wall around to make it so there's all kinds of different guns and things like that, you know? Or you have a spot where you look at the TV and suddenly you can check out all the characters. The only thing is with that, it takes so long to load up these dang characters. It is frustrating. So if you wanted to actually look at the characters, you have to wait a little while just to see the character and then move on to the next, and it takes another little while to load up that character. They kind of made it like a nuanced thing where they first show wireframe and then it starts to fill up and all that. But I think it's just that they had really bad load times or something. I don't know. they weren't that bad for the levels, though, just for that character viewer. There's also some pretty darn cool costumes. You know, it's purely cosmetic, but it's still pretty cool. Like, there's a ninja costume, you know. There's a jungle costume, stuff like that. And, it's really great. The graphics look great. The style of it is very much like a Saturday morning cartoon or comic bookish type of thing. The characters themselves are over the top completely. You know, you have, like, the main bad guy has this, you know, mechanical arm, and he talks very low and gruff, like he's supposed to be some kind of action villain, you know, and it's really fun. You know, there's all kinds of stuff with that, and I'd say this one's definitely one to play, because you aren't just turning your brain off, you're giving it to someone else and telling them to do all the work for you. So number two is Apocalypse with Bruce Willis, also PlayStation 1. All these are PlayStation 1. And Apocalypse is the most hammy, over-the-top type of action movie that they never made. It almost feels like a video game of The Fifth Element. I mean, they have a PlayStation 1 video game of The Fifth Element. This feels like it's some alternate reality of that game, or of that movie, you know? And it's really great. It's terrible, terrible voice acting. Bruce Willis hams it the heck up, not to mention the development of the game. Actually, it was supposed to be that he was your sidekick while you play the game. Instead, they were like, well, let's just put him as the main character. That'll sell more games, you know? So the voice acting is very strange. You'll have him talking to you, the player, as if he's talking to the character, which is him. So it's like he's literally just talking to himself like he's insane, you know, like he's another person. And it's hilarious to hear. It's fun to play. The gameplay is probably the best part. The graphics, not so great. I mean, even for the time, I mean, you have everything is able to be seen. You know what you're looking at. You know what you're doing. But there's like the characters are either little tiny blocks or little tiny triangles, you know, and it's very polygonal, but tiny as well. But that's sort of the point. It's almost like a twin stick shooter. So you don't really need to see what they look like. You just need to be able to see them, you know, and that's pretty clear. The level design is actually really well done as well for this sort of gameplay. The twin stick shooter part, though, is pretty interesting. I mean, if you use your analog sticks, it works a lot better. If you're having to use the buttons, which is one of the sticks, you know, you're only shooting up, down. If you push both buttons and it's diagonal, it's kind of hard to use with that. I'd say definitely get an analog controller for that if you're going to play this game. But it is so much fun. So the gameplay is just run around and shoot. There are points where I guess you'd call them jumping sections. I would not call it platformer sections because it's not really a whole lot of platforming. It's just every once in a while you have spots where you have to run and then jump and jump and or jump up something, which would be considered platformer, but it's so few, as well as it's not very refined or anything like that. So I'd call them just jumping sections. Other than that, you're just shooting the heck out of everything. And you got these weapons that are really cool to use, like the rip laser. It's basically like a homing laser. You just keep holding the shoot button while you run around and dodge bullets, you know? Then you have like rocket launchers, grenades. You have homing missiles, you know, obviously. You have a flamethrower, which is really fun to use too, because then, you know, the people burst into flames. They can even light other people on fire. Almost everything in the environment is destructible. With this off-the-wall, what-the-heck type of story. It's some kind of a futuristic cyberpunk type of thing that it has like a CEO at one point, but it's also supernatural too, so the CEO guy turns into like a demon at the end or something, and for some reason you have like a pirate ghost at one point that you fight. You have an ex-girlfriend who set up a nightclub in the middle of a graveyard, so there's tons of zombies, and then when you get to her, and she's like some undead demon thing as well. I mean, it's hilarious. It's just a weird and off-the-wall, very 90s type of action game, you know, and it felt fun to play. I had a great time with it, and that's what I'm saying. You don't need to think. You just do. You know, you run around. You shoot. You don't get hit, you know. That's basically it. And yeah, I found it to be really fun. I suggest you all play this one, especially if you're looking for something like over the top type of bad voice acting from an actually known to be good actor. I'll say he's gone down in years somewhat, but in quality. But other than that, yeah, it's Bruce Willis. You know, he's a megastar. Next up, number one, is a game where you can use half your brain because and the other player is also using half their brain. You don't have to use your whole brain. It's still considered brain dead, in my opinion. And two halves are better than one because two halves make a whole. And I feel like I'm brain dead for making this list. Okay, that was weird. All right. Because, yeah, it's a two-player game. It's a multiplayer game. What is it? Jurassic Park. Warpath. This is a Jurassic Park game, but it's a fighting game with dinosaurs. There's nothing to it. It's basically a button masher, you know, and it's actually fun to play with another person, you know. And on your own, not so much. I'd say it's kind of boring. I mean, basically you just button mash a whole bunch. You can get through the game pretty quick though if you wanted to collect everything, you know, all the different dinosaurs and information. But the graphics are actually really amazing for the time. The dinosaurs look amazing. You have like a museum, which is supposed to be like the character viewer, I guess, kind of thing. But what makes it so cool is actually it's almost like an edutainment game because they actually give you information about the dinosaurs and what they ate. They have an announcer as well to do this voiceover of the information about this dinosaur and things like that. And he's sort of funny because he'll, you know, say different stuff randomly out of nowhere at you. And, you know, it shows like the Cretaceous period or Jurassic period or anything like that for it. You know, it's really interesting with the museum part of it. Not that edutainment games are actually cool. I just mean that it's a fighting game with edutainment elements, I guess. And that's like the first edutainment game that actually is kind of cool, you know. Added to that, you have the menus. The different menus are pretty great. Like if you go to options, it'll suddenly be in this like forest with a raptor, you know, sitting around and squawking or biting on something, you know. And then you go to a different menu option, like co-op mode or not co-op mode, versus mode, you know, and it'll show a different dinosaur, you know, in a different environment. And it looks really cool. Actually, I loved the whole menu of it as well. But yeah, then there's the gameplay. There's basically two buttons with two different functions. There's four buttons, but the first two buttons is, you know, punch or kick. You know, it's, you know, tail or claw or bottom foot claw or top foot, top hand claw, you know. And yeah, it's pretty brain dead game. I mean, my gosh, you don't really have much to do. So the first two would be like fast of those two different options. And then the other two buttons would be strong but slow of the same two options. You know, it's like just punch, kick fast, punch, kick slow. That's it. There's no special moves. This isn't Primal Rage. This isn't anything. You just button mash. And it's like, okay, that doesn't really sound like a good, fun fighting game, but it's dinosaurs, man. I mean, you just beat the crap out of each other as dinosaurs in different environments. That was freaking awesome to me. As well as the different environments are pretty good. I mean, you have like a facility type of place, like, you know, Jurassic Park. You have different parts where it's in the forest or inside of an enclosure made of wood, you know, logs and stuff like that, trying to look like Jurassic Park. Oddly enough, you have people running around, which you can kill, but you also have dogs running around. I never tried to kill the dog because I think that's messed up, but it is simulated. I mean, you could. But that's what I mean. I was just surprised to see that they have a dog running around in this thing. And they're like, yeah, make it so you can kill the dog. Why not? That's kind of messed up. I'm surprised they did that. But yes, I think you can kill it. I never tried. I wouldn't, just because I like dogs. And yeah, if it was cats. No, I'm joking. No, I like cats too. Don't worry. But yeah, it was just this great brain dead type of fighting game where you just fight as, you know, dinosaurs button mashing. It's just freaking awesome. It's obviously not going to be as good as Primal Rage. It's kind of along the lines of the extra secret game that you get at the end of Dino Crisis 2 if you get everything done or something right. But yeah, it's freaking great. It was a fun little game, and to play it with someone else, it's even better. You know, and you have some really cool dinosaurs, not to mention different costumes for those dinosaurs. And it was just a fun game all around. Now, moving on to honorable mentions. I don't have any dishonorable mentions because a bad brain dead game would just be a bad game, obviously. But the honorable mention is for N64. And the reason why it's an honorable mention is actually because it has a lot of objectives. It's a really hard game. It is not easy. It's not really hard, actually. It's just, it's pretty hard to play. But if you just decide to ignore those objectives, it can be one of the funnest games you've ever played. It's very brain dead. Just a game where you check out the world, you know, the sights. See the sights and scenic route and all that stuff, you know. That is Pilot Wings 64. It was a great game. My gosh, this was so much fun just because you could say, screw the objectives, I just want to go around these places in these different type of things. You can use a helicopter, you can use a jetpack, you can use all kinds of different things, and it's just fun to play. That's it, you know? The objectives do get kind of hard, so that's why it's not completely a brain dead game. That's why I put it in honorable mentions. But it is still just a great game to play when you just let your brain turn off, you know? So yeah, there you go. Top 5 brain dead games with an honorable mention for the N64 as well. The rest were all PlayStation. But yeah, hopefully you enjoyed that. And to be buried alive, like, subscribe, and get notified to be revived next time. Die, everybody.